Jeremiah chapter 11. The prophet proclaims the covenant of God, and denounces evils to the obstinate transgressors of it. The conspiracy of the Jews against him, a figure of their conspiracy against Christ. 11:1. The word that came from the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, 11:2. Hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 11:3. And thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, Cursed is the man that shall not hearken to the words of this covenant. 11:4. Which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Hear ye my voice, and do all things that I command you, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. 11:5. That I may accomplish the oath which I swore to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And I answered and said, Amen, O Lord. 11:6. And the Lord said to me, Proclaim aloud all these words in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear ye the words of the covenant, and do them. 11:7. For protesting I conjured your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt even to this day. Rising early I conjured them, and said, Hearken ye to my voice. 11:8. And they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the perverseness of his own wicked heart. And I brought upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. 11:9. And the Lord said to me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 11:10. They are returned to the former iniquities of their fathers, who refused to hear my words. So these likewise have gone after strange gods, to serve them. The house of Israel, and the house of Judah have made void my covenant, which I made with their fathers. 11:11. Wherefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring in evils upon them, which they shall not be able to escape, and they shall cry to me, and I will not hearken to them. 11:12. And the cities of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall go, and cry to the gods to whom they offer sacrifice, and they shall not save them in the time of their affliction. 11:13. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem thou hast set up altars of confusion, altars to offer sacrifice to Baalim. 11:14. Therefore do not thou pray for this people, and do not take up praise and prayer for them. For I will not hear them in the time of their cry to me, in the time of their affliction. 11:15. What is the meaning that my beloved hath wrought much wickedness in my house? Shall the holy flesh take away from thee thy crimes, in which thou hast boasted? 11:16. The Lord called thy name, a plentiful olive tree, fair, fruitful, and beautiful. At the noise of a word, a great fire was kindled in it, and the branches thereof are burnt. 11:17. And the Lord of hosts that planted thee, hath pronounced evil against thee. For the evils of the house of Israel, and of the house of Judah, which they have done to themselves, to provoke me, offering sacrifice to Baalim. 11:18. But thou, O Lord, hast shewn me, and I have known. Then thou shewedst me their doings. 11:19. And I was as a meek lamb, that is carried to be a victim. And I knew not that they had devised counsels against me, saying, Let us put wood on his bread, and cut him off from the land of the living, and let his name be remembered no more. 11:20. But thou, O Lord of Sabaoth, who judgest justly, and triest the reins and the hearts, let me see thy revenge on them. For to thee have I revealed my cause. Sabaoth, that is, of hosts or armies, a name frequently given to God in the scriptures. Abed, thy revenge. This was rather a prediction of what was to happen, with an approbation of the divine justice, than an imprecation. 11:21. Therefore thus saith the Lord to the men of Anarhoth, who seek thy life, and say, Thou shalt not prophesy in the name of the Lord, and thou shalt not die in our hands. 11:22. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will visit upon them. Their young men shall die by the sword, their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. 11:23. And there shall be no remains of them. For I will bring an evil upon the men of Anahoth, the year of their visitation. Jeremiah chapter 12. The prosperity of the wicked shall be but for a short time. The desolation of the Jews for their sins. Their return from their captivity. 12:1. Thou indeed, O Lord, art just, if I plead with thee, that yet I will speak what is just to thee. Why doth the way of the wicked prosper? Why is it well with all them that transgress, and do wickedly? 12:2. Thou hast planted them, and they have taken root. They prosper and bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth, and far from their reins. 12:3. And thou, O Lord, hast known me, thou hast seen me, and proved my heart with thee. Gather them together as for the day of slaughter. 12:4. How long shall the land mourn, and the herb of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts and the birds are consumed, because they have said, He shall not see our last end. 12:5. If thou hast been wearied with running with footmen, how canst thou contend with horses? And if thou hast been secure in a land of peace, what wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? 12:6. For even thy brethren, and the house of thy father, even they have fought against thee, and have cried after thee with full voice. Believe them not when they speak good things to thee. 12:7. I have forsaken my house, I have left my inheritance. I have given my dear soul into the hand of her enemies. 12:8. My inheritance is become to me as a lion in the wood. It hath cried out against me, therefore have I hated it. 12:9. Is my inheritance to me as a speckled bird? Is it as a bird died throughout? Come ye, assemble yourselves, all ye beasts of the earth, make haste to devour. 12:10. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard, they have trodden my portion underfoot. They have changed my delightful portion into a desolate wilderness. 12:11. They have laid it waste, and it hath mourned for me. With desolation is all the land made desolate, because there is none that considereth in the heart. 12:12. The spoilers are come upon all the ways of the wilderness, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from one end of the land to the other end thereof. There is no peace for all flesh. 12:13. They have sown wheat, and reaped thorns. They have received an inheritance, and it shall not profit them. You shall be ashamed of your fruits, because of the fierce wrath of the Lord. 12:14. Thus saith the Lord against all wicked neighbors, that touch the inheritance that I have shared out to my people Israel. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, and I will pluck the house of Judah out of the midst of them. 12:15. And when I shall have plucked them out, I will return, and have mercy on them, and will bring them back, every man to his inheritance, and every man into his land. 12:16. And it shall come to pass, if they will be taught, and will learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, as they have taught my people to swear by Baal, that they shall be built up in the midst of my people. 12:17. But if they will not hear, I will utterly pluck out and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 13. Under the figure of a linen girdle is foretold the destruction of the Jews. Their obstinacy and sin brings all miseries upon them. 13:1. Thus saith the Lord to me, Go, and get thee a linen girdle, and thou shalt put it about thy loins, and shalt not put it into water. 13:2. And I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord, and put it about my loins. 13:3. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, 13:4. Take the girdle which thou hast got, which is about thy loins, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. 13:5. And I went, and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord had commanded me. 13:6. And it came to pass after many days, that the Lord said to me, Arise, go to the Euphrates, and take from thence the girdle, which I commanded thee to hide there. 13:7. And I went to the Euphrates, and digged, and took the girdle out of the place where I had hid it, and behold, the girdle was rotten, so that it was fit for no use. 13:8. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 13:9. Thus saith the Lord, After this manner will I make the pride of Judah, and the great pride of Jerusalem to rot. 13:10. This wicked people, that will not hear my words, and that walk in the perverseness of their heart, and have gone after strange gods to serve them, and to adore them, and they shall be as this girdle, which is fit for no use. 13:11. For if the girdle sticketh close to the loins of a man, so have I brought close to me all the house of Israel, and all the house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be my people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory. But they would not hear. 13:12. Thou shalt speak therefore to them this word. Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel. Every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they shall say to thee, Do we not know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? 13:13. and thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, and the kings of the race of David that sit upon his throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. 13:14. And I will scatter them every man from his brother, and fathers and sons in like manner, saith the Lord. I will not spare, and I will not pardon, nor will I have mercy, but to destroy them. 13:15. Hear ye, and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. 13:16. Give ye glory to the Lord your God, before it be dark, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. You shall look for light, and he will turn it into the shadow of death, and into darkness. 13:17. But if you will not hear this, my soul shall weep in secret for your pride. Weeping it shall weep, and my eyes shall run down with tears, because the flock of the Lord is carried away captive. 13:18. Say to the king, and to the queen, Humble yourselves, sit down. For the crown of your glory is come down from your head. 13:19. The cities of the south are shut up, and there is none to open them. All Judah is carried away captive with an entire captivity. 13:20. Lift up your eyes, and see, you that come from the north. Where is the flock that is given thee, thy beautiful cattle? 13:21. What wilt thou say when he shall visit thee? For thou hast taught them against thee, and instructed them against thy own head. Shall not sorrows lay hold on thee, as a woman in labor? 13:22. And if thou shalt say in thy heart, Why are these things come upon me? For the greatness of thy iniquity, thy nakedness is discovered, the soles of thy feet are defiled. 13:23. If the Ethiopian can change his skin, or the leopard his spots, you also may do well, when you have learned evil. 13:24. And I will scatter them as stubble, which is carried away by the wind in the desert. 13:25. This is thy lot, and the portion of thy measure from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me, and hast trusted in falsehood. 13:26. Wherefore I have also bared thy thighs against thy face, and thy shame hath appeared. 13:27. I have seen thy adulteries, and thy neighing, the wickedness of thy fornication, and thy abominations, upon the hills in the field. Woe to thee, Jerusalem, wilt thou not be made clean after me? How long yet? Jeremiah chapter 14. A grievous famine, and the prophet's prayer on that occasion. Evils denounced to false prophets. The prophet mourns for his people. 14:1. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah is concerning the words of the drought. 14:2. Judea hath mourned, and the gates thereof are fallen, and are become obscure on the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. 14:3. The great one sent their inferiors to the water. They came to draw, they found no water, they carried back their vessels empty. They were confounded and afflicted, and covered their heads. 14:4. For the destruction of the land, because there came no rain upon the earth, the husbandmen were confounded, they covered their heads. 14:5. Yea, the hind also brought forth in the field, and left it, because there was no grass. 14:6. And the wild asses stood upon the rocks, they snuffed up the wind like dragons, their eyes failed, because there was no grass. 14:7. If our iniquities have testified against us, O Lord, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our rebellions are many, we have sinned against thee. 14:8. O expectation of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why wilt thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man turning into lodge? 14:9. Why wilt thou be as a wandering man, as a mighty man that cannot save? But thou, O Lord, art among us, and thy name is called upon by us. Forsake us not. 14:10. Thus saith the Lord to this people, that have loved to move their feet, and have not rested, and have not pleased the Lord. He will now remember their iniquities, and visit their sins. 14:11. And the Lord said to me, Pray not for this people for their good. 14:12. When they fast, I will not hear their prayers. And if they offer holocausts and victims, I will not receive them. For I will consume them by the sword, and by famine, and by the pestilence. 14:13. And I said, Bah, Dah, O Lord God, the prophets say to them, You shall not see the sword, and there shall be no famine among you, but he will give you true peace in this place. 14:14. And the Lord said to me, The prophets prophesy falsely in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, nor have I spoken to them. They prophesy unto you a lying vision, and divination and deceit, and the seduction of their own heart. 14:15. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, whom I did not send, that say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. 14:16. And the people to whom they prophesied shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and there shall be none to bury them, they and their wives, their sons and their daughters, and I will pour out their own wickedness upon them. 14:17. And thou shalt speak this word to them, let my eyes shed down tears night and day, and let them not cease, because the virgin daughter of my people is afflicted with a great affliction, with an exceeding grievous evil. 14:18. If I go forth into the fields, behold the slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, behold them that are consumed with famine. The prophet also and the priest are gone into a land which they knew not. 14:19. Hast thou utterly cast away Judah, or hath thy soul abhorred sin? Why then hast thou struck us, so that there is no healing for us? We have looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. 14:20. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness, the iniquities of our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. 14:21. Give us not to be a reproach, for thy name's sake, and do not disgrace in us the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. 14:22. Are there any among the graven things of the Gentiles that can send rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou the Lord our God, whom we have looked for? For thou hast made all these things. Jeremiah chapter 15. God is determined to punish the Jews for their sins. The prophet's complaint, and God's promise to him. 15:1. And the Lord said to me, if Moses and Samuel shall stand before me, my soul is not towards this people. Cast them out from my sight, and let them go forth. 15:2. And if they shall say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Thou shalt say to them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, to the sword, and such as are for famine, to famine, and such as are for captivity, to captivity. 15:3. And I will visit them with four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to kill, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the air, and the beasts of the earth, to devour and to destroy. 15:4. And I will give them up to the rage of all the kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh the son of Ezechias the king of Judah, for all that he did in Jerusalem. 15:5. For who shall have pity on thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go to pray for thy peace? 15:6. Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord, thou art gone backward. And I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will destroy thee. I am weary of entreating thee. 15:7. And I will scatter them with a fan in the gates of the land. I have killed and destroyed my people, and yet they are not returned from their ways. 15:8. Their widows are multiplied unto me above the sand of the sea. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young man the spoiler at noonday. I have cast a terror on Assad and upon the cities. 15:9. She that hath borne seven is become weak, her soul hath fainted away. Her sun is gone down, while it was yet day. She is confounded and ashamed, and the residue of them I will give up to the sword in the sight of their enemies, saith the Lord. 15:10. Woe is me, my mother! Why hast thou borne me a man of strife, a man of contention to all the earth? I have not lent on usury, neither hath any man lent to me on usury. Yet all curse me. 15:11. The Lord saith to me, assuredly it shall be well with thy remnant, assuredly I shall help thee in the time of affliction, and in the time of tribulation against the enemy. 15:12. Shall iron be allied with the iron from the north, and the brass? Shall iron be allied, etc.? Shall the iron, that is, the strength of Judah, stand against the stronger iron of the north, that is, of Babylon, or enter into an alliance upon equal footing with it? No, certainly. But it must be broken by it. 15:13. Thy riches and thy treasures I will give unto spoil for nothing, because of all thy sins, even in all thy borders. 15:14. And I will bring thy enemies out of a land, which thou knowest not. For a fire is kindled in my rage, it shall burn upon you. 15:15. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me, and visit me, and defend me from them that persecute me. Do not defend me in thy patience. Know that for thy sake I have suffered reproach. Do not defend me in thy patience. That is, let not thy patience and long-suffering, which thou usest towards sinners, keep thee from making haste to my assistance. 15:16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was to me a joy and gladness of my heart. For thy name is called upon me, O Lord God of hosts. 15:17. I sat not in the assembly of jesters, nor did I make a boast of the presence of thy hand. I sat alone, because thou hast filled me with threats. 15:18. Why is my sorrow become perpetual, and my wound desperate so as to refuse to be healed? It is become to me as the falsehood of deceitful waters that cannot be trusted. 15:19. Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou wilt be converted, I will convert thee, and thou shalt stand before my face. And thou wilt separate the precious from the vile, thou shalt be as my mouth. They shall be turned to thee, and thou shalt not be turned to them. 15:20. And I will make thee to this people as a strong wall of brass, and they shall fight against thee, and shall not prevail. For I am with thee to save thee, and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. 15:21. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the mighty. Jeremiah chapter 16. The prophet is forbid to marry. The Jews shall be utterly ruined for their idolatry, but shall at length be released from their captivity, and the Gentiles shall be converted. 16:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 16:2. Thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons and daughters in this place. 16:3. For thus saith the Lord concerning the sons and daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bore them, and concerning their fathers, of whom they were born in this land. 16:4. They shall die by the death of grievous illnesses. They shall not be lamented, and they shall not be buried. They shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed with the sword, and with famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of the air, and for the beasts of the earth. 16:5. For thus saith the Lord, enter not into the house of feasting, neither go thou to mourn, nor to comfort them. Because I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, my mercy and commiserations. 16:6. Both the great and the little shall die in this land. They shall not be buried nor lamented, and men shall not cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. 16:7. And they shall not break bread among them to him that mourneth, to comfort him for the dead, neither shall they give them for their father and mother. 16:8. And do not thou go into the house of feasting, to sit with them, and to eat and drink. 16:9. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will take away out of this place in your sight, and in your days the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. 16:10. And when thou shalt tell this people all these words, and they shall say to thee, wherefore hath the Lord renounced against us all this great evil? What is our iniquity, and what is our sin, that we have sinned against the Lord our God? 16:11. Thou shalt say to them, because your fathers forsook me, saith the Lord, and went after strange gods, and served them, and adored them, and they forsook me, and kept not my law. 16:12. And you also have done worse than your fathers. For behold, every one of you walketh after the perverseness of his evil heart, so as not to hearken to me. 16:13. So I will cast you forth out of this land, into a land which you know not, nor your fathers. And there you shall serve strange gods day and night, which shall not give you any rest. 16:14. Therefore behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when it shall be said no more, the Lord liveth, that brought forth the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. 16:15. But, the Lord liveth, that brought the children of Israel out of the land of the north, and out of all the lands to which I cast them out. And I will bring them again into their land, which I gave to their fathers. 16:16. Behold, I will send many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after this I will send them many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. 16:17. For my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, and their iniquity hath not been hid from my eyes. 16:18. And I will repay first their double iniquities, and their sins. because they have defiled my land with the carcasses of their idols, and they have filled my inheritance with their abominations. 16:19. O Lord, my might, and my strength, and my refuge in the day of tribulation. To thee the Gentiles shall come from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have possessed lies, a vanity which hath not profited them. 16:20. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? 16:21. Therefore behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will shew them my hand and my power, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17. For their obstinacy and sin the Jews shall be led captive. He is cursed that trusteth in flesh. God alone searcheth the heart, giving to every one as he deserves. The prophet prayeth to be delivered from his enemies, and preacheth up the observance of the Sabbath. 17:1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond, it is graven upon the table of their heart, upon the horns of their altars. 17:2. When their children shall remember their altars, and their groves, and their green trees upon the high mountains. 17:3. Sacrificing in the field. I will give thy strength, and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin in all thy borders. 17:4. And thou shalt be left stripped of thy inheritance, which I gave thee, and I will make thee serve thy enemies in a land which thou knowest not. Because thou hast kindled a fire in my wrath, it shall burn forever. 17:5. Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. 17:6. For he shall be like Amorek in the desert, and he shall not see when good shall come. But he shall dwell in dryness in the desert in a salt land, and not inhabited. Tamarack, a barren shrub that grows in the driest parts of the wilderness. 17:7. Blessed be the man that trusteth in the Lord, and the Lord shall be his confidence. 17:8. And he shall be as a tree that is planted by the waters, that spreadeth out its roots towards moisture. And it shall not fear when the heat cometh. And the leaf thereof shall be green, and in the time of drought it shall not be solicitous, neither shall it cease at any time to bring forth fruit. 17:9. The heart is perverse above all things, and unsearchable, who can know it? 17:10. I am the Lord who search the heart, and prove the reins, who give to every one according to his way, and according to the fruit of his devices. 17:11. As the partridge hath hatched eggs which she did not lay, so is he that hath gathered riches, and not by right. In the midst of his days he shall leave them, and in his latter end he shall be a fool. 17:12. A high and glorious throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctification. 17:13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be confounded. They that depart from thee shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the vein of living waters. 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. 17:15. Behold, they say to me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. 17:16. And I am not troubled, following thee for my pastor, and I have not desired the day of man. Thou knowest, that which went out of my lips, hath been right in thy sight. 17:17. Be not thou a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of affliction. 17:18. Let them be confounded that persecute me, and let not me be confounded. Let them be afraid, and let not me be afraid. Bring upon them the day of affliction, and with a double destruction, destroy them. Let them be confounded, etc. Such expressions as these in the writings of the prophets are not to be understood as imprecations proceeding from malice or desire of revenge, but as prophetic predictions of evils that were about to fall upon impenitent sinners, and the probations of the ways of divine justice. 17:19. Thus saith the Lord to me, Go, and stand in the gate of the children of the people, by which the kings of Judah come in, and go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. 17:20. And thou shalt say to them, Hear the word of the Lord, ye kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that enter in by these gates. 17:21. Thus saith the Lord, Take heed to your souls, and carry no burdens on the Sabbath day, and bring them not in by the gates of Jerusalem. 17:22. And do not bring burdens out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work. Sanctify the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. 17:23. But they did not hear, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, that they might not hear me, and might not receive instruction. 17:24. And it shall come to pass, if you will hearken to me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burdens by the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, and if you will sanctify the Sabbath day, to do no work therein. 17:25. Then shall there enter in by the gates of this city kings and princes, sitting upon the throne of David, and riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall be inhabited forever. 17:26. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places round about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plains, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing holocausts, and victims, and sacrifices, and frankincense, and they shall bring in an offering into the house of the Lord. 17:27. But if you will not hearken to me, to sanctify the Sabbath day, and not to carry burdens, and not to bring them in by the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the houses of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Jeremiah chapter 18. As the clay in the hand of the potter, so is Israel in God's hand. He pardoneth penitents, and punisheth the obstinate. They conspire against Jeremiah, for which he denounceth to them the miseries that hang over them. 18:1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, 18:2. Arise, and go down into the potter's house, and there thou shalt hear my words. 18:3. And I went down into the potter's house, and behold, he was doing a work on the wheel. 18:4. And the vessel was broken which he was making of clay with his hands, and turning he made another vessel, as it seemed good in his eyes to make it. 18:5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 18:6. Cannot I do with you, as this potter, O house of Israel, saith the Lord? Behold, as clay is in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. 18:7. I will suddenly speak against a nation, and against a kingdom, to root out, and to pull down, and to destroy it. 18:8. If that nation against which I have spoken, shall repent of their evil, I also will repent of the evil that I have thought to do to them. 18:9. And I will suddenly speak of a nation and of a kingdom, to build up and plant it. 18:10. If it shall do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, I will repent of the good that I have spoken to do unto it. 18:11. Now therefore tell the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Let every man of you return from his evil way, and make ye your ways and your doings good. 18:12. And they said, We have no hopes, for we will go after our own thoughts, and we will do every one according to the perverseness of his evil heart. 18:13. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Ask among the nations, who hath heard such horrible things, as the virgin of Israel hath done to excess. 18:14. Shall the snow of Lebanon fail from the rock of the field? Or can the cold waters that gush out and run down, be taken away? 18:15. Because my people have forgotten me, sacrificing in vain, and stumbling in their ways, in ancient paths, to walk by them in a way not trodden. 18:16. That their land might be given up to desolation, and to a perpetual hissing. Every one that shall pass by it, shall be astonished, and wag his head. 18:17. As a burning wind will I scatter them before the enemy. I will shew them the back, and not the face, in the day of their destruction. 18:18. And they said, Come, and let us invent devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us strike him with the tongue, and let us give no heed to all his words. 18:19. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hear the voice of my adversaries. 18:20. Shall evil be rendered for good, because they have digged a pit for my soul? Remember that I have stood in thy sight, to speak good for them, and to turn away thy indignation from them. Remember, etc. This is spoken in the person of Christ, persecuted by the Jews, and prophetically denouncing the evils that should fall upon them in punishment of their crimes. 18:21. Therefore deliver up their children to famine, and bring them into the hands of the sword. Let their wives be bereaved of children and widows, and let their husbands be slain by death. Let their young men be stabbed with the sword in battle. 18:22. let a cry be heard out of their houses. For thou shalt bring the robber upon them suddenly, because they have digged a pit to take me, and have hid snares for my feet. 18:23. But thou, O Lord, knowest all their counsel against me unto death. Not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from thy sight. Let them be overthrown before thy eyes, in the time of thy wrath do thou destroy them. Jeremiah chapter 19. Under the type of breaking a potter's vessel, the prophet forescheweth the desolation of the Jews for their sins. 19:1. Thus saith the Lord, Go, and take a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people, and of the ancients of the priests. 19:2. And go forth into the valley of the son of Innom, which is by the entry of the earthen gate, and there thou shalt proclaim the words that I shall tell thee. 19:3. And thou shalt say, Hear the word of the Lord, O ye kings of Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring an affliction upon this place, so that whosoever shall hear it, his ears shall tingle. 19:4. Because they have forsaken me, and have profaned this place, and have sacrificed therein to strange gods, whom neither they nor their fathers knew, nor the kings of Judah. And they have filled this place with the blood of innocents. 19:5. And they have built the high places of Baalim, to burn their children with fire for a holocaust to Baalim, which I did not command, nor speak of, neither did it once come into my mind. 19:6. Therefore behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that this place shall not more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Innom, but the valley of slaughter. 19:7. And I will defeat the council of Judah and of Jerusalem in this place, and I will destroy them with the sword in the sight of their enemies, and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And I will give their carcasses to be meat for the fowls of the air, and for the beasts of the earth. 19:8. And I will make this city an astonishment, and a hissing. Everyone that shall pass by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss because of all the plagues thereof. 19:9. And I will feed them with the flesh of their sons, and with the flesh of their daughters. And they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege, and in the distress wherewith their enemies, and they that seek their lives, shall straiten them. 19:10. And thou shalt break the bottle in the sight of the men that shall go with thee. 19:11. And thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Even so will I break this people, and this city, as the potter's vessel is broken, which cannot be made whole again. And they shall be buried in Topheth, because there is no other place to bury in. 19:12. Thus will I do to this place, saith the Lord, and to the inhabitants thereof. And I will make this city as Topheth. 19:13. And the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be unclean as the place of Topheth. All the houses upon whose roofs they have sacrificed to all the host of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings to strange gods. 19:14. Then Jeremiah came from Topheth, whither the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the house of the Lord, and said to all the people. 19:15. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring in upon this city, and upon all the cities thereof all the evils that I have spoken against it, because they have hardened their necks, that they might not hear my words. Jeremiah chapter 20. The prophet is persecuted. He denounces captivity to his persecutors, and bemoans himself. 20:1. Now Thasher the son of Ember, the priest, who was appointed chief in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah's prophesying these words. 20:2. And Thasher struck Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks, that were in the upper gate of Benjamin, in the house of the Lord. 20:3. And when it was light the next day, Thasher brought Jeremiah out of the stocks. And Jeremiah said to him, The Lord hath not called thy name Thasher, but fear on every side. Thasher. This name signifies increase and principality, and therefore is here changed to Maker Misabib, or fear on every side, to denote the evils that should come upon him in punishment of his opposing the word of God. 20:4. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will deliver thee up to fear, thee and all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thy eyes shall see it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them away to Babylon, and shall strike them with the sword. 20:5. And I will give all the substance of this city, and all its labor, and every precious thing thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hands of their enemies, and they shall pillage them, and take them away, and carry them to Babylon. 20:6. But Belshazzar, and all that dwell in thy house, shall go into captivity, and thou shalt go to Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and there thou shalt be buried, thou and all thy friends, to whom thou hast prophesied a lie. 20:7. Thou hast deceived me, O Lord, and I am deceived. Thou hast been stronger than I, and thou hast prevailed. I am become a laughingstock all the day, all scoff at me. Thou hast deceived, etc. The meaning of the prophet is not to charge God with any untruth. But what he calls deceiving was only the concealing from him, when he accepted of the prophetical commission, the greatness of the evils which the execution of the commission was to bring upon him. 20:8. For I am speaking now this long time, crying out against iniquity, and I often proclaim devastation. And the word of the Lord is made a reproach to me, and a derision all the day. 20:9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. And there came in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary, not being able to bear it. 20:10. For I heard the reproaches of many, and terror on every side. Persecute him, and let us persecute him. From all the men that were my familiars, and continued at my side. If by any means he may be deceived, and we may prevail against him, and be revenged on him. 20:11. But the Lord is with me as a strong warrior. Therefore they that persecute me shall fall, and shall be weak. They shall be greatly confounded, because they have not understood the everlasting reproach, which never shall be effaced. 20:12. And thou, O Lord of hosts, prover of the just, who seest the reins in the heart, let me see, I beseech thee, thy vengeance on them. For to thee I have laid open my cause, let me see, etc. This prayer proceeded not from hatred or ill will, but zeal of justice. 20:13. Sing ye to the Lord, praise the Lord, because he hath delivered the soul of the poor out of the hand of the wicked. 20:14. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed be the day, etc. In these, and the following words of the prophet, there is a certain figure of speech to express with more energy the greatness of the evils to which his birth had exposed him. 20:15. Cursed be the man that brought the tidings to my father, saying, a man-child is born to thee, and made him greatly rejoice. 20:16. Let that man be as the cities which the Lord hath overthrown, and hath not repented. Let him hear a cry in the morning, and howling at noontide. 20:17. Who slew me not from the womb, that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb an everlasting conception. 20:18. While came I out of the womb, to see labor and sorrow, and that my days should be spent in confusion.